Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Good evening. Yes, welcome. Hello.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing release, pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous. But that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't want any mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you say.
We got a few callers on the line already. Everyone of them like to check in. Hello, I turn it over for this time for you to start doing roll call, please. Or as we like to say, roll call.
Okay. Who all I have on the line, please?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Mr. Varner. Anyone else?
Latoya.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good.
Hey, Hubert.
Yes, I.
The music sound great. Is there any way you can turn it down just a little bit?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment.
You can't? Okay. Okay,
right.
I was just wondering. Yeah.
Okay, yes, I. If I want to hold on, another caller just called in.
Caller, can I have your name, please?
Candace.
Candace, good evening.
Good evening.
Greetings, everyone there?
I have 6 people called in already.
Yeah, I have 7 on the line. Someone else has called in.
7? Well, that's me. Well, no, not necessarily. Okay, anyone else on the line?
Jordan.
I am.
Hi, Jordan. Who is I am?
Hey.
Doug.
Well, good evening.
Greetings, greetings.
Okay. Did you hear from Auntie Carrie and Betty?
Heard it today.
Okay. Hubert, was Auntie Dot calling in today?
She said she was. She had the number. She said I talked to her all night.
Okay, I thought she had to call one of the Atlanta numbers to get in.
No, she said she'll call in. She said she had it. That's what she told me. But you all have a problem. I'm fading back and forth out here. I seem to have a little technical difficulty on this end with this phone. You all receiving that?
No.
Okay. All right, good evening. Good evening. If everyone is ready, I'll go ahead and start the show off this evening. Our prayer service. On your cue, Solo, when you're ready, let me know.
Okay, let me just do a roll call and make sure that I have everybody that is online. I have Auntie Betty, Mr. Werner, Latoya, Hubert, Brian, Candace, Jordan, and Bruce. Okay, we're missing Rita and Keisha and Daniel, Auntie Carrie and Auntie Dot.
And Mom.
Your mom says she probably wouldn't be in today.
Okay.
What about Angel?
Angela has a book club meeting tonight. Yeah, just as many as absent as we do present.
Hello? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Put the music in the background. Keep the eyes down, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Hubert. That sounds great.
Toda, toda, I die.
Okay, I guess we can go ahead and get started. It's 10 after, so.
Ari, Ari. I'd like to bless the line, everyone, that bowed their head for the reading of the Lord's words, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in His sight. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Forever.
Amen.
It's forever. If a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading of His words and the blessing of our line. And at this time, we'd like to turn it over to my co-host, Miss Lolo. You have it.
Thank you, Hubert, for that prayer. Good evening, everyone. I pray that everyone had a blessed week. I will be your host this evening, or your co-host this evening. Angela is at her book club meeting. May God bless her meeting. Let's see. We don't have any carry on the line. So this evening we have the open session. We'll be speaking on God Promises on Freedom. And the definition of freedom from the Webster Dictionary is the condition of being free. Unrestricted use. First, we'll be coming out of John. So, do Aunt Betty, do you have a Bible you can read out of John?
Yes.
Okay, John 8, 34 through 36.
John chapter 8. John 8:34
through
36. Mm-hmm. 34 to 36. Okay. So I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son in part of the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next we have Romans, and I don't have my list here with me. Mr. Vernon.
Yes.
Do you have your Bible with you today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Romans 6.
Romans 6:14. Okay.
Let it go. I'm sorry.
Okay, Romans 6.
Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and verse 14.
Okay, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not judge sin. And 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. 20:22, for when we were the servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things while you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servant in God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end that will last in life.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next we have the reading out of 2 Corinthians. Jordan, would you do the honor? Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Chapter 3, verse 17.
Okay. You said 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17?
Yes.
Okay. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Brian, do you have your Bible with you?
Yeah.
Can you do Revelation 1:5, please?
Right, Revelation. Before we take a pause, we'll take a break for a minute and let you know I'll call you. I'm in the zone and I'm already gone and it's already on. Should have already known. Act accordingly, you're in wrong. Ain't got a never here, gotta get in my chrome. Don't smoke, but I still stay stoned. Ain't high on cheap and Buddha. I'm high on thinking, Lord, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. And we call this soldier worship, what's it to you? When I hear him say, well done, not depart from me, I never knew you. That's why I put my heart, mind, and soul in each and every song. You say I'm doing music, I say I'm dropping bombs. I declare war is on and popping and tapping. It's not enough, so there's nothing that we need to discuss. We call this a takeover, be careful, cause all your friends and family may already be rolling with us. And soon it's very soon, it ain't long. But Jesus is gonna come and take us home. You're running out of minutes like a cell phone. And if you are just showing up, look here, I am already gone. I'm already gone.
Oh yeah, we already gone, don't you all know? Let the redeemed and the very elect say, we won't be here. Blessed are those who is in the first resurrection, and we pray for those who will be of the next resurrection. Bless our lives. Now we bring to you Brian, reading from Revelation.
Ready to Revelation 1 and verse 5?
Yes.
Okay, and it reads, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that concludes the books that we had to read on God Promises for Freedom. I have birthdays coming up next, and Bruce, since you missed your 2 minutes of fame 2 weeks ago, would you be the honor, have the honor to do birthday greetings tonight?
Sure.
Okay, now, do we have any birthdays for this week? The week of the 13th through the 18th, any birthdays, anyone?
Well, we had Lenora old friend of the family in the days, Lenore.
Okay.
Not last name at this time, but I think everyone had met Lenore. Well, her birthday was yesterday.
Okay.
Like
to, anyone else? Okay.
Hold on.
Anyone else's birthday in June? Okay, Bruce.
This is just the Deberia's birthday this week.
Whom?
Deberia Thomas, Tawana's baby.
Oh, okay. Okay, Doug.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to all the birthday in June. Right.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, next we have the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in. The reading is coming from the Red Prayer Book, page 11, filled with the Holy Spirit power. This prayer is for all of us, including our family, friends, and our loved ones that are not well this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask that you fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask you to fill us and everyone that we are praying for this evening with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us with your anointing and presence, and to fill us and seal us with your peace, character, and nature. We ask you to do all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see here. I'm missing Auntie Dot to do the closing prayer tonight. Let's see here. Who's tomorrow? Latoya, would you have the honor to do the closing prayer for us tonight?
Before that, I have a praise
but,
report.
Okay, I'm getting back to that. I just want to make sure I got that covered. Latoya, can you do it for me? It's on Psalms 23. Psalms 23,
okay.
But not now. I just want to make sure got that covered. Okay, well, that can conclude our topic on God Promises on Freedom. So I just suggest that all the children walk in God's words on freedom. Amen. Now, the program is open for any testimony, praise report, or any Bible verses that anyone would like to share with us. Okay, Doug?
I would like to let y'all know that we had death in our family. Our first cousin had died in Atlanta. One of A.S.'s boys.
Okay. And Essie, okay. So. Okay, thank you for that. May the Lord be with him and his family. Okay, any other testimony, praise report, Bible verses, anyone would like to share?
Yes, I have one. I have a little. H.
We can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Can you cut the music down here?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the interruption. Okay. Okay. When we are being hindered and inscribed in the world, you shall have trials and tribulations. But be thou encouraged. For the one we serve, Jesus Christ, he have overcome the world. So be of good cheer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I guess I'll go now. I just wanted to announce that June the 12th is a very special day for me and Candace. Actually, 19 years ago on this very day, both of us actually graduated from high school. And exactly 10 years later to the day, we were married. So today we're celebrating our 9th year anniversary.
Amen. Amen. Woo!
What a lucky.
Amen. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. What a blessing. Okay, anyone have anything else that they would like to share? Testimony, praise report, or any Bible verses that they would like to share on the prayer line tonight?
I did. I just wanted to share because I remember from last year, but it had slipped my mind again this year until we had revival this past Friday night. We're getting ready for our women's conference, and actually Mom came through and she spent the night with us and she had a ball with the kids, but she went to revival with me and she was like, thank you so much, I really enjoyed it. But anyway, the young lady, the evangelist at the revival, she spoke, she was like, y'all know Sunday is Pentecost, right? And I was like, oh yeah. You know, and it's something, of course, it's not on the map, I mean, not on the calendar, you know what I mean? But today is the day of Pentecost, so you know, we as Christians, we should remember this day. And Pentecost, which means harvest, means it also means 50, and you can read about it in Acts chapter 2. It's 50 days after the Passover or after Easter. It's also the beginning of the church. So I just wanted to read this, Acts chapter 2, a little bit from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? And then they went ahead to break down each of the cities that they were from. Amazed, and I'm dropping down the verse to the, number 12. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. So they were thinking that they were drunk, but what happened was Jesus had left, and he sent the Holy Spirit back, and when the Holy Spirit came back, you know, they began to speak in tongues. So anyway, let's just remember this day, you know. I don't know if each of us have that gift. I know I received that gift of speaking in tongues. Actually, last year when I went to the women's conference in Connecticut is when I received that gift. So I just thank God for that. Thank God for Jesus dying on the cross and being raised again and going on and sending the Holy Spirit back. He had to leave so he could send the Holy Spirit back. So we all know the Holy Spirit is our inner man. So anyway, just want to say that. All right. Love you guys.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I guess now we have LaToya doing the closing prayer for us, and may everyone bow their head for the closing prayer.
Oh. Before the closing prayer, I have a special announcement I would like to get in, please.
Okay, go ahead.
This Saturday on the 18th, they were having a memorial service for Sequatchie and Jerry at the Tupac Center on Memorial Drive. This Saturday the 18th, I will email all you all a copy so you all will get it in your email. And all those who email I don't got, please feel free to get in contact with me or Ms. Loretta, or someone in the family with your email address at that time. And thank you very much, and you all have a blessed day.
Amen. Okay, LaToya.
All right, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank everybody for joining in tonight for the Promises on God Freedom. And I just pray that everyone have a blessed week and remember to keep God first. Next Sunday will be the Victorious Foundators, and they'll be coming to us out of God's perspective on The World Seem Enticing. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody have a blessed week. I love you all.
Thank you. Love you. Happy Santa Claus.
Hi, Jordan.
Bye. I love you.
I'm already gone and it's already on, should have already known. Act accordingly, you're in wrong. Got a never here, gotta get my crone. Don't smoke, but I still stay stoned. Ain't high off cheese and Buddha. I'm high off thinking, Lord, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. And we call this soldier worship, what's it to you? When I hear him say, well done, not depart from me, I never knew you. That's why I put my heart, mind, and soul in each and every song. You say I'm doing music, I say I'm dropping bombs. I declare war, it's on and popping and topping. It's not enough, and so there's nothing that we need to discuss. We call this a takeover, be careful, cause all your friends and family may already be rolling with us. And soon and very soon it ain't long, but Jesus is gonna come and take us home. You're running out of minutes like a cell phone, and if you are just showing up, look here, I am already gone. I'm already gone.
Oh, yeah, we'll be already gone. That's for sure. We'd like to say good evening, and you all have a nice week. Thank you all for joining in. We come to you live and direct. The Nellis family, a prayer. Every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Tune in, and you all is welcome. And once again, that concludes our show for today. And may the Lord give thanks and praise and all glory due to Jah. Bless Allah. Eskala Sandalay, for I have called you. Shalom, shalom, wadida. I love you.
No.